let's talk music. What do you say?
I think that's a great idea.
Let's talk about some music. Maybe our guest knows something about something going on.
I think he does. Dan Truckee is here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning,
here
guys.
Here to talk about the upcoming Rockestra performance. Marquette Rockestra, another season. It is back.
Yeah.
Let's give everybody the details. When and where?
All right. So it is Thursday, May 29th. At Lakeview Arena.
That was the part that perked my interest, because this has been a Kauffman Auditorium event for a lot of years. Now you're going to the big venue here.
Yeah, we wanted to do a dance. In the past, we've had seated shows. We wanted to do something where people could get up and move and have fun. We looked at a lot of venues, and Lakeview just seemed to work the best schedule-wise and otherwise. And I went in there last week to kind of check it out, and I'm really excited about it. At first, I was like, oh, this is going to be huge. You know, too big. No, it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think people are going to have a great time.
Rockestra every year has a theme. What is this year's theme?
Dance through the decades. So basically, you're going to hear 5 decades of dance music.
Cool.
It's kind of like a sock hop, but many generations will be represented in the music, and from the 50s through the 2000s. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. We have a great band. We have great songs, and it's just going to be a cool event.
You always get area musicians. I mean, I've done it in the past and certainly mm-hmm. taken part in it in multiple ways that will give up their time for this. This is a volunteer effort to learn these tunes. How many people ballpark have you got in the team this year?
I think we have about 20 people this year. It's been great. Everybody's put in a lot of time rehearsing. I think we're all kind of at the point now of like, if I have to play that song one more time, it'll be fun to play it in front of people, because we've been doing it in studio and everything. But there's also been a lot of people behind the scenes doing a lot of work. Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to Lisa and Rusty Bowers, who've done a lot of work on this year's event. Lisa mm-hmm. in particular, but Rusty as well. And also the Vista Theater, which they're involved in, really helped with some of the details, because we don't have a budget. We don't have any money or anything like that. So they helped put up a lot of that to pay our deposits and insurance and things like that. So I want to give them a shout out for all the work they've done.
Well, these are always done for some reason, or at least some effort, as a fundraiser as well. What is this year's recipient?
We decided to create our own art scholarship for MAPS. So all the money will go towards a art scholarship for graduating seniors from any of the MAPS schools and who want to study the arts in college. We're all arts people, and we know how hard it is for kids to choose to do that when they don't have a lot of money. And so we said, hey, let's give money to students who want to study the arts, whether it's music or dance or painting or whatever.
Marquette Rockestra is back for another season, another show. It is coming up tomorrow evening, and Dan Truckee is here. He's the key organizer. Dan, lean in here a little bit. Tell us about some of the songs, maybe that give some highlights. I mean, you said it's crossing multiple generations or decades. What are some of the hits?
Well, you're going to hear some Chuck Berry. You're going to hear some Cyndi Lauper. You're going to hear some Beatles. You're going to hear some stuff that you didn't expect, like Alicia Keys and some Motown and funk. So it's a bit of everything. And I don't like to say in the songs, I want people to come and be surprised. But some of those are some of the artists that you'll hear. And it's a mix of both fast and some slow. We've got, a number of slow tunes thrown
in
there.
Well, yeah, you're encouraging dancing. People got to get close.
They got to get close. Yeah.
So, go ahead.
And now I realize this is an evening event, so this is kind of up to the parents here, but I'm guessing this is overall a pretty family-friendly sort of approach to things.
Absolutely. That was part of the reason for doing it this way, is we really wanted to encourage families to come. We have a special price for families. Kids under 12 are free with their parents' tickets, so... we want to be a family environment. It's starting at 7, so we should be, done before their bedtime and, mm-hmm.
Couple hour show tops.
Yeah. A couple hour show and they can come and go as you wish, but I think families will really have a great time coming and dancing the night away.
It is at Lakeview Arena. It is coming up tomorrow evening. You said 7:00. Are there tickets at the door? Do you sell them in advance? What's the ticket word?
Both. You can go to tickets at tickets.nmu.edu to buy them ahead of time, or you can buy them at the door. So either way.
And it all goes to help out Marquette Area Public Schools with a scholarship that you guys are creating. Is that
the we're creating our own scholarship. And so we hope in, from this and future shows, we'll be able to add to it so the kids can, or young people can go to college studying the arts.
All right. Well, you encourage people to come out and bring your dancing shoes, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Again, time and place before we kick you out of here.
A time and place will be Thursday, May 29th at 7 p.m. at the Lakeview Arena.
Marquette Rockestra hits the stage for another event, and that's Dan Truckee, the organizer. All the best on it, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate
news
it.
News headlines coming up in just a moment. If you missed any of the conversation about Rockestra, that'll be on our website later today at sunny.fm.